Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 465 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to talk about all the games this past weekend in college football, or at least the SEC ones. We're going to talk about my niece's wedding. We're going to talk about Melanie's trip across Texas with Caroline and other stuff too. We would love it if you would join us on our Patreon. It's at patreon.com/bigboo. Our most recent episode is 7-ish things you might not know about us. And we have an episode coming up with Caroline all about her writing The Lion and the Bear, that process, what she learned. It's such a sweet episode. And as always, we would be so happy for you to stop by our Amazon shop to see some of the things we love and love to use. That's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. And that's about it, I think, for this week. We have a live show coming up Thursday. We're gearing up for that. We can't wait to see those of you who will be there. And in the meantime, we hope you enjoy this episode. So here we go with episode 465. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
Well, we just had a full 30-minute catch-up, and here we are, low again, to record the actual podcast episode.
We did. We hadn't talked, because you'd had a big week, because you had the wedding that you were at this week, and we'll talk more about that. I'd been traveling all week because of Caroline's book, and so we just, you know, we had life to catch up on, and we have a live show this week.
We actually do have a live show this week, and that is upon us. That is a thing that is going to happen. And I changed my outfit idea last minute, so I needed to fill Melanie in on that, the hows, the whys, etc. of that decision. I feel good about it, and I am absolutely adamant that I am not going to have to get a tag on my suitcase that says heavy from Delta.
Okay. This is a good goal.
I am determined. I'm going to pack lean and mean. Mm-hmm. I may repeat some things, but I am not going to have a 56-pound bag when I check in at the Delta counter in the morning.
All right. Well, I appreciate this goal, and we'll, I think it's bold. Considering Tuesday to Saturday, I mean, that's a lot of days. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of days. So, but I believe in you. I believe that you can do it.
Well, I've already decided, like, what I fly in tomorrow, that's what I'm going to wear to dinner tomorrow night. I'm not going to change clothes.
Okay.
I'm going to try to really, the other thing is San Antonio's not hot. Like here right now, it's we're really getting cooler in Alabama. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're not going into the 80s at all this week. The mornings are really cool. Wow. Like I wake up this morning and I was cold.
Wow.
So I know, what is that life? So I don't have to have layers for San Antonio. No. I can go a little more straightforward.
Yep.
So I'm just trying to keep that in mind.
Yeah. San Antonio doesn't know that fall is a thing. Like, it's just like, we're just cruising on in. Just it's the never ending summer is what's happening here. I will say a little front blew through yesterday, and it's so dry here that, like, on the way to church, there's all this construction, of course, on I-35, but the amount of dust, I can't even tell you. I was like, this is disgusting. Like, it's just hot and dusty and disgusting. And I don't know why I live here in this desert. That's how I felt yesterday. Yeah.
So we were driving back from, we were in Point Clear, Fairhope this past weekend for our niece's wedding. And we were driving back, and the closer we got to Birmingham, the more the leaves were just in a purity cyclone. Like they were just leaves falling everywhere. And we made it back in time for the 5 o'clock service at church. And when I walked in the church, there were leaves all in the foyer where they had blown in. And I thought, well, this is like a picture, right? This is like, like somebody's going to have to deal with the leaves. They were all over the stairs. It was something else. So I feel like for whatever reason, this past weekend, fall decided it was going to come to Alabama. It's going to take down some leaves and it's going to cool things off. So I'm grateful.
Well, that is amazing. I knew that some sort of front was on its way because, let's talk about this, before the A&M Arkansas game, they had to postpone it because there was a hailstorm.
Which, has ever anything ever felt more appropriate than a hailstorm before Arkansas and A&M? Like a major weather event just coming on in?
It already felt like a trap game to me. You know what I mean? Like it felt like, and then when it kept getting delayed and then the weather was going to be bad, you just think that's just going to put everybody off their game. Yeah. So like, no, if you had told me, guess what? There's a plague of locusts coming before kickoff. I've been like, that sounds right.
The frogs are on their way.
Yes, they are. Mm-hmm. Yes, they are. And per usual, that game was what it always is, which is it caused me to have to get out the Tums. I had to deep breathe. I had to go change my shirt. And let me tell y'all something where I am now. Let me tell you how the Kool-Aid tastes. Delicious. Delicious.
She is officially not just in it for the snacks and the people she meets along the way. She is in it for the Kool-Aid and whatever gets added to the Kool-Aid in the rest of the season.
And what a terrible time because we play in Death Valley this weekend. So really, I should have waited another week is what I'm saying. I should have waited another week to drink the Kool-Aid. But I just, this team looks different to me. Our defense did not look great on Saturday night. But I am going to say that I think Talen Green is the best quarterback we've played. I think he is such a good quarterback. And I also, I trust in Mike Elko. I think he's going to throw some folding chairs and do what he needs to do to get that defense in shape before we go to LSU. So I don't know what to do with this kind of football optimism. It's a very foreign feeling to me. But
I'm so delighted to see it. I think you're going into an interesting situation headed to Baton Rouge this weekend because it did not go well for the LSU Tigers against the Vanderbilt Commodores this past weekend. That was one game that I actually got to watch, I think, just about all of it. Because, I was sort of in and out on Saturday with all the wedding stuff. But I did see a whole bunch of LSU and Vandy and man. Yeah. It's a good time to be Clark Lee. It's a good time to be Diego Pavia. They're number 10 in the AP poll. Mm-hmm. It's a little rougher waters down there in Baton Rouge for Brian Kelly and Garrett Nussmeier. And so I'm curious to see which LSU team shows up against y'all.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like going into it. I'm like nothing like an LSU team who's going to be fighting for their life. You know what I mean? And I was going to ask you this question and now it got answered for me yesterday, but I was going to say, whose seat is hotter right now? Billy Napier, Brian Kelly, Mark Stoops, or Hugh Freeze? And now we know Napier's was the hottest.
Yeah, it was on fire. Napier's seat was on fire. I do think Hugh Freeze's seat is pretty hot.
Yeah.
That's two in a row that are especially like at home. I contend Auburn has a home field advantage like nobody else.
It's just for sure
electric in that stadium. And so to lose two in the manner they have lost them, I don't think it's necessarily the brightest of futures for Freeze right now.
Well, and here's what I'm going to say about Hugh Freeze. And, I have a lot of things I could say about Hugh Freeze, but he has got Auburn. They are in coaching hell right now. I mean, they're 0-4 for the third season in a row in the SEC. And you can't do that. I mean, Auburn has too much. They've got too much school spirit. They've got too much going for them. It's like they deserve better. It's time for him to go. So I have to feel like there are some boosters getting that money together right now.
I would not be surprised. I would not be surprised. I also think Brian Kelly, as I told you, when it came out last week that he was a leading candidate for the Penn State job, I felt like Brian Kelly had put his name in that hat.
Yeah.
Because I think he has to see the writing on the wall. I've said for a long time, and I think Brian Kelly is a good coach. I just think he's an odd fit in Baton Rouge.
I agree.
You need to be a character if you're going to coach down there. That's no reason to fire somebody. I don't want anybody to lose their job. Mm-hmm. But I just think with the expectation for what a coach should be down there and who he is, I'm just not sure and have never been sure that those two things line up.
Yeah.
So it would be the most LSU thing ever if they brought Ed Orgeron back in.
Listen,
and Brian Kelly left. But again, I'm not rooting for anybody to lose their job. I just think it's going to be, if they lose to y'all, it's going
to
be a deal.
Yeah. Yeah. So. If they lose to us, I feel like he could be the next domino to fall for sure, because I think they're ready. There've also been some buzz. Gully texted me last night and she was like, is Penn State going to steal our coach?
Oh, and I don't think he's going to leave y'all.
I don't think he is either. That's what I said. But, you know, I also thought that about Schloss, who turned out to be the worst kind of traitorous snake. If you're like me, every time a new week starts, you think, I do not want to have to plan meals for this week. But here's the thing. Planning meals really can be simple and stress-free. Imagine having your week of meals already decided for you with personalized options that fit your lifestyle. That is what has made Hungry Roots such a game changer in our house. Here's the thing. Hungry Root takes the stress out of mealtime by planning a full week of meals tailored to your taste, and it gets smarter with every order. What I've learned is the more I order, it starts to know what I like, what we don't like, what our favorites are. So it's so easy to find options that fit your whole family's taste and nutrition goals. So whether you're gluten-free, dairy-free, high-protein, focused on gut health, or just about anything else, Hungry Root helps you stay on track. After a quick quiz, their smart cart technology builds a weekly menu that fits your needs. It's like having a personal meal planner who just gets it, and that way you don't have to do it. Hungry Root holds its ingredients to high standards, avoiding over 200 additives like high fructose corn syrup, preservatives, and artificial sweeteners. Hungry Root is a game changer in our house. Take advantage of this exclusive offer. For a limited time, get 40% off your first box, plus get a free item in every box for life. Go to hungryroot.com/bigboo and use code BIGBOO. That's hungryroot.com/bigboo, code BIGBOO, to get 40% off your first box and a free item of your choice for life. hungryroot.com/bigboo, code BIGBOO. But I do think Elko really knows that he's building something great at A&M. And so I'm like, to leave us for a Penn State, I mean, you're at the SEC, you're at the top of the SEC right now. I think he's building a great culture. I don't feel like he's going to leave. Mm-hmm. But man, there are a lot of openings this year, because you think Arkansas, Florida, LSU is potentially open. Penn State is open.
Yeah, Auburn may end up being open.
Auburn could end up being open. I've heard rumors that Florida State could end up being open.
Yeah.
And so you're like, man, that's just a lot of coaching carousel happening. And it'll just be so interesting to see where everybody lands.
Also, I'm not trying to wish it. I'm just thinking out loud, will Clemson be open?
Oh, listen, Clemson lost to SMU. And I'm going to say, Dabo, what are you doing?
I wish no ill will for anybody. I feel like if you read or saw Dabo's post-game comments after they lost to SMU, it just felt to me like he's trying to build a case for why he should get to stay. Yeah. And maybe that's settled in ways I don't even know, you know, in terms of like his long-term commitment to that program and their commitment to him. Mm-hmm. I hope everything is good for everybody, but it's just there. Clemson is if I look at who I feel like has really underachieved this season based on the preseason expectations, Clemson's at the top of that list.
For sure. With a veteran team. Well, and I thought it was interesting. Because, listen, you know, of course, I wish no ill will for the Longhorns, who, listen, just played fiercely to go into overtime with Kentucky.
Where
Mark Stoops committed coaching malpractice is what happened. I mean, he should be fired for that goal line stand, if nothing else. What are you doing, Mark Stoops? I've never been so glad that Texas Army rose up and said he will not be our coach, because I'm like, this was a disaster. But then I thought it was so interesting that Sark, when they interviewed after the game, he said what I have heard Aggie coaches in the past say, which is, well, half the league lost today and we're part of the half that won. And I think when a coach starts saying that after they've pulled out a decisive overtime victory against the worst team in the league, I feel like that's a low point. And I'm going to go ahead and call my shot that I think the Mississippi State Bulldogs are going to take them down.
Lord, would you hear this woman's words, Lord?
I think they are.
Would you hear her words, Lord? Would you go before us?
Mm-hmm.
I do think that Davis Wade will be a tough place to play this weekend. And
100%.
We also had a moment, not my favorite coaching moment, in Mississippi State history at the end of our game against Florida, because we have a field goal kicker who could have kicked at the end of that game and potentially made it for us to beat Florida, but we had to get cute and throw a pass trying to get a few more yards. And it ended with an interception. In true Mississippi form, though, what I appreciated about the cocktail hour at our niece's wedding this past weekend, Melissa got married, was that there was a huge television in the corner outside so that everybody could watch the State Florida game while it was on.
That's good.
It was fantastic.
That's good.
And the gathering of committed Bulldogs in front of that screen. So when we scored, you know, to come within two, That reception lit up just bananas. People were so excited. But it was unfortunately a Mississippi State ending. I think we'll be ready for the Longhorns. I hope that becomes the first SEC win in the Jeff Lebby era. We shall see. I also got to see a good bit this past weekend of Ole Miss in Georgia. And I think I texted you at one point and said, I have some questions about pass defense in this game.
Yes. And they were valid. They were valid questions.
They were valid. And that was another one where it looked like to me like Ole Miss was going to get it done. And then, I mean, Kirby Smart, that's 2 weeks in a row where he has snatched victory from the jaws of defeat. And so, I mean, good for him, but. Anyway.
Listen, and we had Lane Kiffin posting pictures of himself shirtless. Apparently, everybody's Pat McAfee now. Apparently, everybody. We got to see everybody's chest now.
I know.
You know?
Have we talked about? I don't think we have. Did you watch the Lane Kiffin documentary on ESPN?
I haven't yet. No, I haven't yet.
It's a treasure. It really is on a lot of levels, and I don't mean that like even kind of sarcastically. I mean, legitimately, it's one of those things where. It's just an hour long-ish, but by the time you get to the end of it, you're like, oh, I understand some things now. I understand a little bit more of this particular personality. And for better or for worse, since we lost Mike Leach, Lane Kiffin's the biggest personality publicly that we have in college football.
Yeah, that's true.
Listen, I appreciated the insight. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was really well done.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm going to put it on my list. I need to watch it, so...
I am so happy that fall is here because what I love to do is bring out my favorite blankets. I like to change out my candles. I also like to change my makeup. And one of the things I love about Thrive Cosmetics is they have so many different products that help me transition from summer makeup to fall and winter makeup. And I love from a simple just go out the door routine to a festive fall glam that Thrive Cosmetics is my go-to for any fall look. One of my very favorites that I've been using over and over again right now is their Infinity Waterproof Eyeliner. There are 8 shades. It's waterproof and smudge proof, so it wears all day with high pigment definition. It glides smoothly on your top lid or your bottom lash line. It goes on so easy, and I love that it doesn't pull at my eyes and it's color that stays all day. They have bold and classic neutral shades that complement every eye color and skin tone. I love also that Thrive Cosmetics gives back, so it feels great to know that I'm supporting a company that has given over $150 million in product and cash donations to over 600 plus giving partners. You can complete your fall look. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/bigboo for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bigboo.
Well, any side eyes, any I see yous from this past week?
I'm going to start with some side eyes. Well, Hugh Freeze and Mark Stoops both get a side eye from me.
Fair.
I mean, like, full side eye of, like, get out of here. Y'all, it's time for y'all to go. I'm also going to give a side eye to the SEC officials because that is just tradition. Because I'm going to say that holding call on Besantis that called back Marcel Reed's touchdown run, that was bogus.
Okay.
I don't know what happened. He was not holding. That was a bad call. That was a bad call. And so I'm going to give that a side eye. Do you have any side eyes?
Well, the Georgia Ole Miss pass defense on both sides of that ball, that was one for me. I mentioned that briefly. And then State passing the ball when we could have kicked a field goal. That was probably my biggest side eye of the week. I will say, as far as Hugh Freeze goes, when the best thing I have to say about the coaching in that, you know, most recent game is that I really liked your Auburn sweatshirt.
Yeah.
I really liked Hugh Freeze's sweatshirt this past week.
Yeah.
But in terms of, for whatever reason, being able to get that team to rally, like it's just, it seems to be a struggle. I don't know what that is. I hate it for our Auburn friends, but I would like to see that go differently. And I'm always going to cheer for Auburn. I'm always going to root for them unless they're you know, when they're playing State, obviously. When they're playing A&M, that's a real toss-up for me. But but by and large, I just think, man, this feels like a lot of heartache. That
no, they deserve
not necessary.
Better.
Yeah.
No, they deserve better.
What about ICUs, Melanie?
I have one more side eye that I need to say.
Please.
At the end of game day, when they're doing their picks, and every week now that Pat McAfee stands up on that chair, and it's like a desk chair. And so Saban, I'm like, y'all, we've got this coaching legend, and he's sitting there holding Pat McAfee's chair with all that he has. We need to come up with a better system. Yeah. Can we get him a stationary chair? Can we get him a footstool? But Coach Saban is way too dignified of a man to have to hold Pat McAfee's chair. And so it drives me crazy. I'm like, he's just over there and it's just shaking. And I'm like, this all feels real problematic to me. So
I think that is a word fitly spoken. I think that now it does speak to Nick Saban's willingness, I think, to be a team player.
100%.
To do what he needs to do for the good of the group. But just everybody feels at the mercy of Pat McAfee's shenanigans to me. And we've talked about that a little bit. But
yeah. Anyway. So anyway, that's it. Okay. So my ICUs go to, I'm going to tell you one, to young EJ Smith, who is the son of Emmett Smith, who is a running back for A&M.
Yes. Yes, young EJ. Yes.
Listen, young EJ Smith, he's played for us. He transferred to A&M from Stanford, and he's been fine. Like, he's fine, but he's always been a backup. But because Le'Veon Moss, our big running back, is hurt right now, EJ Smith got in the game. And I'm going to tell you that he was a man among boys.
Yeah.
He made the biggest difference. There was a 4th-and-1 call where he like bounced into one of our players and you thought, oh, that's it. We're not going to get it. And he found a way to bulldoze that in a way that I bet his dad stood up and applauded wherever he was. And that was a difference maker in the game because we went on to score on that drive and we really needed that, obviously, based on the score. So he was so improved. I was so impressed with him as a running back. And so I hope we see more of him. I'm also going to give an ICU to Louisville, who took down the Miami Hurricanes.
I have them too on my list. Yes, that was very exciting.
It was very exciting. I love an upset, except for when it's my team. And then
yes, Lord. She does love an upset, but Lord, don't let it be this next weekend.
Please, Lord. And then also to Vandy. I mean, good night, Vandy. Yes. What a turnaround. Clark Lee, Diego Pavia. I mean, Vandy's legit. And
they are legit.
I see you, Vandy.
Yeah, I see you, Vandy, too. I had them on my list as well. My other ICU for this week was Cole's new jacket. I loved Cole's jacket. Uh-huh. And David and I had the Auburn game on in our hotel room, but we had missed a huge chunk of it because we'd been at the wedding. So we just came in for the last little bit, and there was a point where they cut to Cole on the field, and my immediate reaction was, oh my gosh, it's so good.
Yeah,
it was this big blue and white check. And for those of you who don't know, I love to keep an eye on what our media personalities are wearing on game weekends. And so Cole is really, he's stepping out a little bit this season, but that blue and white jacket is fantastic. So I just wanted to give an ICU to that. Also, Benjamin Watson continues to do the Lord's work with his
100%.
Wardrobe on SEC football final. Yeah. And I look forward to it every week, just seeing what he's bringing to the table. And so well done to all of the above.
Yeah, no, it was excellent. It was excellent. Listen, I think they said there were 8 different SEC matchups this weekend, which is the first time that's ever happened. And so it was just a stellar weekend of football watching. I was so happy to be home on my couch, taking it all in.
And I was so happy to get home yesterday and to pull up SEC football final so that I could kind of get, I had all the information, bits and pieces, but I just, I needed to see all the highlights together.
So
I love, I think I've mentioned before, my favorite thing is to wake up on Sunday morning and to put on SEC football final and just let it repeat as many times as it wants to. It's just comforting to me for some reason.
No, I totally agree.
Y'all have heard me talk a lot about how AG1 has changed my daily morning routine, and now I partner with AGZ because, as you know, I have trouble winding down before bed. I have a hard time sleeping, and so I'm always trying to figure out what is going to help me sleep. And I'm going to tell you, I have to look no further now that I've tried AGZ. I've got my morning routine down, and now I've optimized my nighttime routine. So what I like to do is drink it warm when I'm reading a book to wind down for the night. I love the cocoa flavor because it's like a little glass of hot chocolate. I drink it about an hour and a half before bed, and I can just feel myself start to relax. It just helps my body and my mind wind down before bed. It optimizes my sleep quality during the night, and then I wake up feeling rested without grogginess. What a concept. Here's the thing, AGZ isn't a melatonin-based supplement. It's a combination of nutrients with benefits that compound over time. And so they all work in harmony with your natural sleep cycle rather than overriding it, which is a game changer. It's not a band-aid sleep solution like so many of the other options out there that I've tried. So what it does is it helps your mind and body ease into rest with a blend of clinically studied key calming herbs, magnesium, and adaptogens. So it improves your sleep quality and supports your central nervous system. So you optimize your sleep so you fall asleep and you wake up refreshed. You can enjoy AGZ either warm or cold, in milk or water. I drink it about an hour and a half before bed. I am telling y'all, this has changed my nighttime routine. If you're ready to turn down the stress and focus on the rest, head to drinkag1.com/bigboo to get a free frother with your first purchase of AGZ. That's drinkag1.com/bigboo.
Okay, so tell us about Caroline's book launch week and the two of you traversing Texas together.
Listen, we have been, Caroline Schenkel and I have been all over Texas. We it was the most fun. I mean, like, what a great week. I mean, just getting to be together. It just felt surreal that it was like her signing books. I'm going to tell you, it's so much more fun to watch somebody you love do this than to do it yourself.
No doubt.
It really was the most fun. So on Tuesday, Perry and Caroline and I all drove separately to College Station. And so she had a book signing that night at the Barnes & Noble there. And just so many of her friends showed up and her coworkers. And listen, the whole Brian family, Honey and Big and Johnny and Diane and our friends Michelle and TJ. And so it was just so sweet. And we had like a little after party after, and my friend Tiff and her daughter Zoe came. And so it was kind of, you know, Caroline said, she was like, it's just all these people I love so much in one room. And it's funny because anytime you get the Bryan College Station crowd together, there's so much overlap. You know what I mean?
Yes. Like,
and so, and listen, Uncle Johnny is always going to make a connection. So he's like, well, it turns out that Caroline's friend Logan, she's has a feedlot and she knows that da 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 da. You know, it's the whole thing. And so that was so fun and just getting to be with her. And then we went up and we drove to Waco and did a thing at Fabled Bookshop, which is just, to me, one of the preeminent independent bookstores in the country. Like,
I need to go there.
I know. And it was funny because Caroline even talked about it, and she didn't end up doing it because she had something else, but they had Allie Hazelwood there last night. So they have the best authors. And it's just such a, Allison, who's one of the owners, told me, she was like, I really want it to feel like the Anthropology of bookstores. And that's exactly how it feels.
What
like
a the, goal that is.
Oh, listen. And the amount of like beautiful, like unique editions that they carry. And it's just, it's so curated and so beautiful. They have the best coffee bar. It's a great bookstore. I love that you walk through the armoire to get into the kids section and there's fur coats. It's just magic.
So sweet. Yeah.
So we did that. We had a great turnout. So many podcast listeners came and that was so fun. And then Thursday we went to Round Rock United Methodist, which they had reached out about Caroline's book. And they said, we would love to host an event and do like something for Caroline's book launch, which was so sweet. And so it was an amazing event and they got women of all ages. So it's so fun to sit there and go, there's women from 80 to girls that are 10 sitting in the audience, you know, and it was sweet to just see all the generations and they put on such a great event. And I'm going to tell you the book line at that one, like it made me kind of have stress and anxiety when I saw like there were but it was so sweet. And like, but I will tell you that my takeaway from the week, the sweetest was, is, you know, you raise these kids and you want them to walk in the fullness of whatever God has created them to be. But to watch the way Caroline
signed those books and interacted with those young girls mm-hmm. was just the sweetest. I mean, the way they would walk up a little bit timid and she would have them laughing and talking and she just immediately put them at ease. I was like, that's just a gift. Like, it's yeah. just, and her heart, I mean, she got teary where she was just like, Mom, she was like, it's the young girls. Like, yeah. that's so where her heart is. And so it was just a really sweet week of like, just seeing a long time thing kind of come to fruition. So we had a great week. And then I drove back Saturday and then she had to go to a field trip to the Dallas Arboretum. God. I was like, nothing like like a big book week. And then you got to get on a van driven by your professor to go to the Dallas Arboretum.
But that's it. That's the most perfect thing. You know, that's the most perfect thing.
Yeah. So it was really fun. And then she'll be in town again this week.
I cannot wait to see her.
I know. It's going to be so fun. So anyway, that was all great. So tell us about the wedding, because my gosh, can we talk about that tree at the wedding?
My gosh, can we talk about the tree at the wedding?
I think you've heard Soph and I both talk about how much we love Maya Chia skincare products. They are some of our favorites. They are so good and they have transformed our skin. And now they've brought that same formulation brilliance to hair care. Their products have changed our skin and now they are doing that with the Powerful Scalp and Hair Treatment Serum. One of the biggest benefits that I have noticed with the Powerful Scalp and Hair Treatment is the improvement of my hair thickness and density. My hair feels so much fuller. I was shedding so much because of hormonal things and menopause and just life, and I've noticed remarkably less shedding and growth. I can tell that I've got little baby hairs that are starting to fill in. It also volumizes my hair. It doesn't weigh it down. It almost acts like a dry shampoo on the days when I don't feel like washing, which are a lot. And here's the other thing. They've launched a new shampoo and conditioner designed to work with the Powerful treatment. It's called the Powerful Shampoo and Conditioner. These products are specifically formulated to help with thinning hair as we age. I'm raising my hand, which is exactly what we need. It sets the foundation for thicker, fuller hair by balancing the scalp microbiome, improving the scalp skin barrier function and pH, and strengthening hair with a proprietary blend of active ingredients that results in stronger, fuller, and more radiant hair. Together with the Powerful Scalp and Hair Treatment Serum, these products are a complete system for your best hair growth. Maya Chia has brought their skincare smarts to hair care, and Sophie and I could not be happier about it. If you haven't tried these products yet, now is the time. Head over to Maya Chia and check out the Powerful Shampoo, Conditioner, and Scalp and Hair Treatment. And if you go to MayaChia.com and type the code BIGBOO at checkout, you'll save 15%. Using these products has transformed our hair.
Okay, so our niece, Melissa, who is David's brother, Scott and Rose's daughter, Melissa, got married, and she got married at the Grand Hotel in Point Clear, Alabama, which is down on the coast, mm-hmm. which is just a gorgeous setting on its just an average Tuesday, right? The Grand is picturesque and it is gorgeous. For a wedding, let me tell you something. I was not prepared. Turns out that's also where Cole and Catherine got married.
Oh, you're kidding.
The tree that Melissa and Matt got married under is the same tree where Cole and Catherine got married.
Well, look at, what a full circle thing. That's so sweet. I love that.
But it was just gorgeous. So we got there Friday and Rose had said to me a couple of months ago, she was like, bring Jackson. And I said, okay. Yeah. So we asked Jackson if he wanted to go and he said, I think I will go.
That's so fun.
So David and I drove down. Jackson and Alex were a little bit behind us. And so we got there Friday. They had their rehearsal dinner was out on this, this giant deck that overlooks the bay and that where you get the sunset behind it. It was so beautiful. And because it was October, mercifully, it was not hot, right? So there was a breeze. It was so nice outside. So we had this beautiful rehearsal dinner on Friday night, and the food was great. The setting was gorgeous. It was a really just a really sweet time. We got to visit with a couple of Rose's family members that I haven't gotten to see in a long time, Manny and Melanie, but they were at our table. We loved seeing them. It was just a sweet, affirming night, I hope, Melissa and for Matt, but it was, we so enjoyed it. And then Saturday, I helped with a little breakfast for Melissa and her bridesmaids while they got ready. Mm-hmm. And so I got to, you know, I love anything where I get to be in girl world. Like,
yeah. Oh yeah.
Because that's not my real life. So mm-hmm. when David went to go pick up the food while I went to go kind of set up platters and stuff. And when I walked in that room and there were all those girls and there was all that hair and makeup going on. And, I could have sat there and watched mm-hmm. it like a movie, but that would have been weird. So I didn't. But anyway, I loved getting to kind of see that part of it. Melissa was so calm. She was so happy, which I think is such a neat thing to see, you know, because you can really get overwhelmed with all the stuff of a wedding day. And she was just her usual laid back, you know, just ready for itself. So that was fun. And then, David took Alex and Jackson to Lambert's in Foley for lunch because it's one of Jackson's favorite places where they throw the rolls at you. I don't know if you know about Lambert's, Melanie.
No, I
don't. They actually throw rolls at you and you have to catch them. Mm-hmm. You'd love it.
Listen, I'd love some sort of hurling food shenanigans. Yeah, I love nothing like a roll coming at your head. That sounds great.
So I said, you know, David said, don't you want to go with us? And I said, you know, I appreciate that so much. Mm-hmm. But I think I'm just going to go back to the room.
Yeah.
So I didn't go with them. I went back and turned on football.
I want to talk about, do they pick these rolls up with their hands and throw them at you? Like, are they wearing gloves? Because that feels problematic.
There's a sanitary way to do it. I haven't been to Lambert since Alex was little, so I would have to double check. Mm-hmm. I feel like they have gloves on. I feel like it's my memory. They have gloves on. Okay. They don't, it's not just like a bear, but you catch them with your bare hands. You don't, you know, so.
You know, I hate a restaurant with a gimmick.
I know. Yeah. So everything's not for everybody, right?
Yeah.
I stayed behind, but they said it was delicious and they enjoyed it. So good for them.
Okay.
And anyway, David had a lot of, you know, there's one thing when you take your kid there when they're little, and then David had a different experience this time, I feel like, in terms of how you take that in.
Yeah.
Also, Lambert's has the biggest glasses of beverage I've ever seen in my life. I do remember, like, these mugs, they're gigantic. That if you need a refill at Lambert's, you have a problem. Mm-hmm. You have an issue. You have a consumption issue with liquids. Anyway, all that to say, the wedding was late in the afternoon, so mm-hmm. it was under this giant oak tree that was covered in Spanish moss, and they had the most beautiful, a person in Meridian in my hometown. Her name is Blair. She's been one of Melissa's friends forever, but she did the florals, and I can't even tell you how gorgeous everything was, but in particular, I don't know, a banner almost of flowers that went across the most prominent limb of the tree. It was stunning. And that
was beautiful.
Beautiful. And so the wedding was outside. And then we went across the street there was a patio area that backed up to the bay where they had a cocktail hour before the reception started. And just that was gorgeous. They had a similar sort of floral situation going. There was a brick pillar in the center of the patio, and they had that same kind of floral art. I mean, that I don't know, you wouldn't call it an arch. I don't know what you call it. But so many people from Meridian came down for the wedding, which Scott and Rose are so beloved and mm-hmm. have meant so much to so many people. And so that was really sweet to see all those people there. And then they had a reception that was stunning in the ballroom, and a band that had horns, which I love a band that has a brass section.
Yes.
And it was just fun. It was just fun and beautiful. And Melissa was so happy. And Rose said yesterday morning that all she had wanted during all the planning was for Melissa to be able to look back and go, that was the most fun day of my life.
Yes.
And I think Scott and Rose succeeded with that. And then some. I will also say this. And I know we've all been to weddings where you go and they have food and you're like, that was sweet. I really appreciate that they had food. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was really nice of them to have food.
Yeah.
But it's not often that you go to a wedding and you have food and you think that food was delicious. Let me tell you something. The food at Melissa's wedding was mm-hmm. delicious. It was so good. And I think that's really tough to pull off when you're feeding that many people.
Yeah.
But it was so good. It was it was like a treat, you know, like you felt like, I mean, Jackson and Alex agreed, and I feel like they're pretty tough audiences as far as that's concerned, but man, it was just delicious. And the people at the Grand were so nice. And, it was a really sweet weekend. So,
Well, that is so fun.
We came home yesterday and, you know, just glad that we got to be there and bear witness to the whole thing and see a lot of people who have in different ways meant a lot to us over the course of our lives. So there are there's actually a family, and I won't go into the whole, I could really turn this into a big Mississippi moment. You know, it was this family, you know, he played football at Mississippi State, but he married somebody, but I'm not going to do that. But remind me, I do want to come back to the Martha part of the whole thing.
Oh, no, tell us the, you know, we want to get to that.
Oh, I'll come back. But anyway, but there's a family that I've known my whole life. And this family is comprised of four sisters. There are four sisters that I knew my whole life. Anyway, two of those sisters, Missy and Gloria, were at the wedding. And I was so happy to see them because there is something about when I see Missy, I'm getting emotional. When I see Missy and Gloria, it reminds me of my mama and Chalk, because Missy has blonde hair and Gloria has dark hair. And, but they're just kind of iconic in like my childhood memories, you know, and growing up in Meridian. And so they were there and nobody was happier about that than I was. I was so like, I told David at the reception, I was like, I'm going to go get my picture made with Missy and Gloria, because you know, they're just two of those people who, like I can remember going to youth group at Gloria's house, you know, when I was in high school. And I got to know Missy better after I graduated from college. And I just, I've always looked at them as two people who were so committed to family and to community, you know, and to loving people really well. And so it was so sweet to see them and for it to feel like no time had passed, you know, even though I hadn't seen them in forever, and to catch up on what's going on with them. And it just made me really, really happy. So
I love that. Anyway, it's like a little reunion. It was like a little hometown reunion.
It was like a little reunion. And, you know, David and I have missed out on some of that particular community just because we've lived here for 25 years. And so, you know, we don't know all the pieces and parts like maybe we would have growing up, but just there's, you know, there are people that are a part of that will always mean the world. So that was really sweet. Okay. I have to tell you about the Martha part.
Yes, please.
Because Rose looked at me Saturday morning. She came in where I was setting up for the breakfast and she said, I miss Martha. And she got real teary. And I said, it's funny because I said, I have been talking in Martha's voice ever since we got here.
Yes.
Because as soon as we walked out to where the rehearsal dinner was, I looked at David and I said, can you believe how beautiful this is? Have you ever seen anything more beautiful? This is perfectly beautiful. And she would have loved it. And so I really, like sitting at the rehearsal dinner, I pictured in my head Martha Hudson, who, if you don't know, was my mother-in-law, who passed away a couple of years ago. But I pictured her going from table to table to table to table to table, you know, and pointing out every flower, every variety of flower, complimenting what everybody was wearing, you know. And Rose's mother, Julia Claire, was there. And we talked about Martha because she and Martha were big buddies. And Julia Claire is another one of those people David and I have grown up around who we just adore. And anyway, so that was really sweet. But that's so at the sweet. Wedding. So we're on this little, it's like a big pond, some sort of water inlet. I don't know what you call it. And there's this big oak tree and there's a crane that's perched on the branch of an oak tree. And right before, I think like Rose had just sat down, right before the bridesmaids are going to come down the aisle, there was this other crane that flew in and went like and knocked the crane that was there out of its perch and then situated itself on the branch and proceeded to stay there for the whole wedding. And I was like, that's Martha Hudson. It's not Martha Hudson. But like, I was like, that would absolutely, like, that is the vantage point she would have wanted, was to be up there where she could see everything that happened, you know? And anyway, so she would have loved it so much. She would have been the last person to leave that reception.
Yes.
She would have been so thrilled with Melissa's dress and the flowers and the food. And then Alex and I had to critique the groom's cake and the bride's cake, just like Martha would have, you know.
Yes.
I don't know. It's just, it was a time, Melanie, that pointed to the future, but also made us reflect on some things in the past. And so that's not a bad weekend.
It's not a bad weekend. Now, do we think Martha would have worn a 3/4 sleeve jacket?
100% she would have. Uh-huh. And she would have been working on that outfit. She would have been in every store in Meridian over the course of this last year several times until she got what she was really looking for. But
I'm thinking some sort of a silk shantung situation.
Oh, absolutely. Probably a mint green if I had to get an icy blue. But for sure a silk shantung situation. Anyway, she would have loved it. And I wanted to say that at Melissa's rehearsal dinner, how much Martha would have loved it. But I did not trust myself to not cry.
Yeah.
You know, I don't really like to cry in front of large groups of people. It just feels like you're turning the attention on yourself and you want the attention to be on the people who are getting married. But she would have loved it. So.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
Well, all right. Listen. So all that being said, is it time for five favorites?
Time for five favorites. Listen, I'm going to tell you that I know that it is not even Halloween, but remember last year that I made a vow to myself that I was going to have Christmas lights up before Thanksgiving?
I did.
Outside?
I did.
I have somebody come in this week to install my Christmas lights.
Well done.
I'm so excited about it. So it's got me thinking about Christmas is what I'm going to say. And because I got these new chairs last year, I'm looking for, and I still have not ordered, but I'm going to need some sort of a tall pencil type tree to go in the corner of my...
That's the most Martha thing, by the way. Like a pencil. I mean, you know, not a skinny tree. I don't necessarily want a skinny tree, but I do need a pencil tree. Just something, you know, knock it when we're walking around it.
So I need, it needs to be really narrow so it can go in this corner of my living room. And then I'm going to put a bigger tree, I think, in the dining room, which is where I put it last year. So, but I've been looking because I'm like, because my living room is now painted that like eating room red color, which is kind of a maroonish color. I can't go red, red. Listen, I'm just apparently Martha Hudson.
And it can't be a pinky red.
No, it's got to be more of a maroony red. So I had gone into Sunset Ridge, which is a hardware store here that's got real cute little stuff. And they had these glass ball ornaments that I thought were beautiful. Listen, they were like $25 a piece. So I was like, that's a little much for me. We can't have things that nice. But I started looking on Amazon and I found these. They're these hand-blown glass ball ornaments. And they're in these, so they come in different shades, but the ones I got are in this like kind of a burgundy and a turquoise.
It's like a jewel tone.
It's like jewel
collection.
Tones.
Uh-huh.
And so I feel like it's going to look so pretty on my tree because it's going to kind of go with the decor in the living room. So I'm real excited about it. You get 6 ornaments for $24.99. I think there's actually a coupon right now for $23. But they're actually made really well and they've got the actual glass thing that like the glass hook. So it's not like the, you know, the little brass thing that falls out and they crash to the ground. So,
and break into a million pieces, right?
Yeah, but these are just really well-made, really cute ornaments, and they also come in red and white and whatever. So if you're looking to refresh your Christmas decor, I think these are really cute.
I love these. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's ever too early to think about Christmas.
No,
and I don't either. I applaud you for being proactive in this manner. I think, you know, I don't decorate for any holiday other than Christmas, so I'm all about it all the time.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of, and this year I was like, and I've got pumpkins on my porch. That's as much as I'm going to do. But anyway, Christmas, I was like, I want to be festive because last year we had just finished painting and I felt like Christmas snuck up on me and I did not get to decorate the way that I wanted. So I'm doing better this year.
Okay.
The next thing is, and I may have put these on here before, I don't remember, but they have really brought me joy. And I wear them every single day, but they are my UGG cozy knit slippers.
Yes.
Now, these are the best
house shoes. I cannot even tell you. They've got a hard sole. You can wear them indoor or out. You can wash them, which I love. Mm. And they fluff right back up and they come clean. They look cute. I love the little cable knit. They would make a great Christmas gift for somebody.
They're darling.
So they're just really cute. So I'm just going to put those on my five favorites because I feel like everybody's kind of Christmas shopping-ish and thinking about it. So yes. This is a great suggestion for, you know, your mother-in-law, your mom, somebody who maybe is a little harder to buy for. This next thing I bought on Amazon Prime, and it has brought me more joy than something like this should, which is a sign that I am 54 years old. And what it is a motion sensor bathroom trash can.
Well.
Mm-hmm. Here is where I am. But it's a pretty trash can. I bought one for Caroline's bathroom and our bathroom. And it's real streamlined. So it's a good size. It doesn't take up a lot of space. And listen, I enjoy the motion sensor. There's something about just having it open and you don't have to worry about pushing something or like, and I like a bathroom trash can with a lid, you know? Yeah, so yeah. Anyway, this is really cute. It's $35 if you are in the market for a bathroom trash can.
I'm going to get this for David for Christmas. He would love this.
Okay. It's really brought me untold joy. I can't even tell you why, but I just love popping that lid up and it just takes care of itself.
Yes.
Okay. The next two things are some new skincare things that I have going on.
Oh, do tell.
And I have been waiting because, I want to see if I really do think it's making a difference.
Certainly. Yes. It's your obligation as a beauty influencer, Melanie.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to tell y'all until I know. Mm-hmm. The first one is, it's by Dubose. It's called the Redo Serum.
Okay.
This is a serum that you put on. I use it morning and night. It is designed to repair the skin barrier, to plump the skin, to reduce unwanted fine lines and wrinkles. And I'm telling you, it is doing all of those things. It has really smoothed out some of my fine lines around my mouth. I use it morning and night. The bottle is, it comes and it's kind of small, but it takes so little. I've been using it probably for almost 2 months and I've barely even gone through, I don't even think I've gone through a quarter of the bottle yet.
Okay.
So a little bit goes a long way, but it's amazing. It really is. And listen, you'll appreciate it has an arginine peptide that's known to minimize the appearance of wrinkles by 20.6% in 1 week and 48.9% in 4 weeks.
That's almost half, Melanie.
It's almost half. Mm-hmm. So anyway, it's a new skincare product. I really love it. And I think it is making a difference in my skin.
Okay.
The next thing is I saw Kathleen Jennings Beauty talk about this and I ordered it because I was like, why not? It's the L'Oreal Revitalift, the Hyaluronic Acid Water Cream. And what she said is it's better and more moisturizing than the Tatcha water cream.
Okay. Because, I have tried the Tatcha water cream and I have thoughts about it. So, okay.
Okay. I want to know this to me though. I've been using it for about 2 weeks now and it is so moisturizing. I wake up and it's still on my face. When I go to rinse my face with cold water in the morning, you can feel this coming off of it. You know what I mean? It really soaks in. And I'm going to tell you, here's a hack that I've discovered. I texted Gelly this last night because I tried it all last week on Caroline's book tour. So when I put this on my face at night before I go to bed.
Yes.
And I let it soak in. And then I take that, which I'll link it again, the Medicube, that collagen overnight wrapping mask.
Yes.
I put that just on my forehead.
Okay.
I don't put it on my whole face. I could, but I just don't because sometimes that's too much. But if I just put it on my forehead, it's like it freezes my forehead at night.
Well, what more could a 50-something-year-old woman want?
That's what I'm saying. And so when I wake up in the morning, I don't have those deep lines that I usually have.
Oh.
Because it's like I've plumped, I've moisturized, and I've frozen. It's a trifecta.
It is a trifecta. It certainly is. Yes.
So anyway, all that to say, I like to keep y'all updated. It's been a while since I have tried new skincare things that I have felt like I want to recommend. But here's my new nighttime system, and I'm really happy about it.
Okay. Yeah. So I tried the Tatcha water cream because I ran out of moisturizer when I was in California, and we were in the Sunday Riley shortage or whatever, and so I got some Tatcha. when I went to Sephora or Ulta or somewhere. Mm-hmm. And I like it at night because it does feel like it really coats your face, but I don't like it for under makeup because it feels like it really coats your face. Like it feels tacky to me. Mm-hmm. But you know, even an hour after you put it on, and I don't like putting, for some reason that makes me feel weird to put makeup on top of that. Yeah. So I like it more for a nighttime cream than I do for a morning cream. That was all.
Yeah. I totally agree. I think this is very much a nighttime cream. I wouldn't try to put it on under makeup because it would feel too, it definitely feels like a nighttime cream to me.
Yeah.
I agree with that assessment.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, thanks so much for those. Just everything from Christmas ornaments to something that makes your fine lines disappear.
We like the variety. Thing. Uh-huh. Yeah. And you can throw it away in your motion sensor trash can when you're finished. So.
Oh, how, that's perfect. That's perfect. All right, so I'll see you tomorrow.
I know, I'm so excited. I can't wait for live show. Retha has already told me that she wants cheese enchiladas for every meal. And here's the thing, you're coming to the right place. You know what I mean? Like San Antonio, we can't offer you a lot, but we can offer you cheese enchiladas for every meal. So
I'm so excited.
We're so excited. We're excited to see those of y'all who are coming. It's going to be fun. We're going to mention this at the show, but I'm going to mention it now on Friday after the show. And I think I put it in the guide, but the girls at the Collection Texas, the little boutique here are doing a fun shopping day where everybody who's gone to the show gets 10% off their purchase. And they're also doing the cutest little like ribbon bracelet twilly things with brass letters. And they're giving those away for free to anybody who comes by the store. So just know that that is happening on Friday after the show, anytime.
That's so sweet of them. That's so
kind. It's very sweet. And they have the cutest stuff. In fact, when you and I go, because we've talked about going, there's a dress in there that I saw yesterday that you're 100%, I think, going to buy this dress when you go in and see
it. I cannot wait.
Yeah. I felt pretty, like when I saw it yesterday, I was like, that is the most Sophie Hudson dress. Like, it's just, yeah. So anyway, they have some really cute stuff in right now and great stuff if you need to do some Christmas shopping too.
Also, if you're coming to the live show and you are like you think, I'd really like to have a really fancy ticket, but I have a regular ticket or whatever. Mm-hmm. There's a public post on our Patreon, which is just at patreon.com/bigboo. And there's a ticket exchange going on. If you're trying to sell a ticket, if you're trying to buy a ticket, anything like that, you can go check that out. But we'll see y'all Thursday night at the Aztec Theater in San Antonio.
See y'all Thursday night. Oh, one more thing I'm going to say.
Yes.
And we'll probably email this out this week, but I would probably recommend Ubering to the theater.
Okay.
But they do have, if you go to the Aztec Theater website, they have some places where you can go ahead and prepay or pre-reserve parking too. And there's some different lots that are right there close to the theater. So just know you have some options.
Delightful. Thank you for, you know how I adore parking information.
Well, that's why I felt like I needed to include it. So anyway, all right. Well, y'all have a good rest of the week.
Okay. We'll talk to y'all later.
All right. Bye, everybody.